My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about the mistakes that you need to avoid, the fatal mistakes you need to avoid if you are in SaaS. SaaS meaning software as a service. So an example might be Dropbox, where you pay them a monthly commission, or not a commission, you're paying them a monthly fee to use their service. So that's what it looks like. So fatal mistakes in SaaS. I mean, Neil, you've had a couple of SaaS businesses. What do you think are some fatal mistakes you've made? I think KissMetrics kind of stands out to me. So that one was a fatal one.
It was pretty much, it didn't work out. It's not necessarily always the idea. You know, the biggest mistake I've always made in SaaS is I picked too small of a TAM. TAM is a total addressable market. So like KissMetrics was web analytics, Crazy Egg web analytics. And there's nothing wrong with the web analytics category. It's just small. Like Zoom has done really well because one, their execution, but two, communications is a big category. You know, Eric and I were here in the SEO and marketing space. If you look at a lot of the players in our space, they have high churn compared to the Slacks of the world and the Zooms of the world. Why? Because communications naturally has lower churn. Accounting software naturally has lower churn. So one of the big mistakes I've always made is I've picked two small addressable markets and I picked markets where they're not necessarily reliant on the software. Like, for example, NetSuite has done well because without their ERP solution, it's hard for your business to run. I know a lot of us love Google Analytics, but we can run our businesses without Google Analytics. There's other ways to track conversions. It's hard to do stuff if you don't know the numbers coming in and out. You can say the same with analytics, but it's not as important as knowing your money. And that's a big thing I learned is pick a big market and pick a market that relies on the software day in and day out to survive.
Yeah, I think if you don't get that part, you pretty much might be dead in the water. The other thing I think is fatal too is a lot of people look at these $9.99 pricing, you know, $10 a month, $15 a month type of thing. If you're, to Neil's point, if your market size isn't big enough, you're just not going to make enough money. And if you don't make enough money, it's not even just for your sake, but it's for your business's sake. You can't afford to kind of stay afloat. So pricing is a big lever that you have to constantly look at. So I recommend looking at, you can look at what ProfitWell does and then look at, you know, there's a book I talked about in the past, Pricing Creativity. Do you want to add something?
Heath and Shaw ended up breaking down how to do price intelligence, these formula to calculate the ideal pricing. He has like this whole series of blog posts for it. And they even release partnership with Price Intelligently. They release like a pricing calculator tool. So make sure you guys go and check that out. And that'll help you get your ideal pricing without having to necessarily hire Price Intelligently as a consultant. If you're already making good money, you can do that as well. But this is another option if you're just starting out and don't have the capital. Another big fatal mistake that a lot of people make in SaaS is they wait to market their business until they've launched. So why would you wait to launch to start doing the marketing? Why can't you start marketing first and then launch? A good example of this is if you know you're going to create a product and the product is around marketing or accounting or whatever it may be, why can't you already start building up that audience? So that way, when you do launch, you're going to get customers faster.
Yeah. The other thing too is if you think about a lot of people, when you think about building a product, it's like, okay, I have this really good idea. And building a great product isn't about, oh, it's about your idea. It's about coming up with something where you do some customer development, which is you're talking to people out there and you're figuring out what actually makes sense to build from all the signal people are giving you versus all the noise. You're constantly iterating on it. What tends to happen, and a mistake I've made in the past, is building products in a vacuum where I think I know everything. And what happens is you keep building, but you're not iterating on the problems that are happening within your own software. And you start building more problems into it. Eventually, you run out of time, you run out of money, people get frustrated at each other, and then it doesn't work anymore. And I'm sure that's happened to you.
What's another mistake that you think a lot of people make early on?
You brought up the whole marketing thing too, but I think there's something wrong. There's something to be said about also, okay, if you're going to raise money and everything, you also have to put the recruiting ahead of time too. Because if you raise the money and you're not recruiting before that, if you're not looking at the people to help you solve problems and build, what's going to happen there is you raise the money and then you're going to take another like 3 to 4 months to hire good people. And the time that you lose can be fatal to your business. So you don't want to be wasting time. The raising money and hiring is just one piece of it. But, you know, just delaying things like, oh, we can wait a month for this. We can wait a month for this. Not having that sense of urgency can be something that's fatal, not just to your SaaS business, but any business at all.
Yeah. And the other thing you should do at that same note is when you're early on, start selling. It doesn't matter if you have all the features or not, or your product's perfect or not, or heck, it doesn't even have to be fully built. Just start selling and drum up interest. And then when it is ready, you can start charging people. That works really well. Eric did that with ClickFlow. I've done that in the past as well. And here's a beautiful part. I was talking with the founder of BuzzSumo a few weeks ago, and he mentioned something to me that was really interesting, in which he was like, one of the things that's helped him do really well when he owned it at that time, he ended up hitting up, you know, he continually sold and tried to work with these enterprise companies that didn't like their product in its current form. And didn't like is probably a bad way to phrase it, but they had feature requests. And this helped him figure out where he should take the product. And a lot of people, when they have a SaaS company, they try to determine what kind of features they should create based on what they want versus talking with their customers. And more importantly, even if the majority of your customers say they want something, doesn't mean they really need it. What he ended up doing at BuzzSumo is he would get the customers to be like, oh, you want this? Cool, I'll build it. It's going to cost you X, Y, and Z dollars. So he would build it, but he would also get the revenue too at the same time.
All right. So I think we can keep going on. Maybe we'll do a part two on this, but these are a couple fatal mistakes that you can make. And basically Neil and I have been through it and we're sharing other people's experiences as well. But before you go, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. It helps us grow. And don't forget, if you want a new way to grow your business, a fast way, and you want to interact with Neil and I in person, go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. And we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.